Jeremiah chapter 6 and verses 17 to 20. God puts it on the line. God spells it out. I could say God is blunt. God puts it on the line. Jeremiah 6, 17 to 20. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. But you said, we will not listen. Therefore hear, O nations, observe, O witnesses, what will happen to them. O hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes, because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. What do I care about incense from Sheba or sweet calamus from a distant land? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. Jeremiah 6, verses 17 to 20. As I say, God puts it on the line. God speaks to Judah. Verse 17. I appointed watchmen over you and said, listen to the sound of the trumpet. Judah responds, no, we won't listen. We're not interested in what these watchmen say. Therefore, hear, O nations, God speaks to the nations. He calls upon them to witness. Observe, O witnesses, what will happen to them. Indeed, God addresses all the earth. Hear, O earth. I believe God is speaking to all the world through all time, speaking to us today, calling upon us to observe this, to witness this, to listen to it, to learn from it. And then he spells out what he wants. I am bringing disaster on this people. This is what I'm going to do, the fruit of their schemes. Why? Because they have not listened to my words. They have rejected my law. What do I want? Do I want this sugar offerings, these sweet calamus things, these incenses? Do I want that? All these expensive religious rites? Of course I don't. What I want is obedience. Obedience, he says to Judah. Obedience to my covenant. Obedience to my law. Obedience is better than sacrifices. What does God not want? He's not satisfied with human schemes and our plans and our ways. He's not satisfied with religion, religious rites and observances. He wants the heart. He wants obedience. This is what he's saying to Judah. Let's look at it just a little more detail. God raised prophets, watchmen, over Judah, men with authority. They were warners. They were trumpet blowers. They were whistleblowers. They warned. They directed the people. They tried to raise the alarm. God raised these men, but the people's response was to refuse it. As I've said many times, they just stuffed their fingers in their ears. They would not listen. They closed their eyes. They turned away their vision. They would not look at what was staring them in the face. Therefore, did you notice that in verse 18? Therefore, as a consequence, following on from this, because my people will not listen to me, then hear, O nations, observe, O witnesses, look and see and weigh it. Hear, O earth, I am bringing disaster on this people. I am doing it. It's not Babylon. Of course, I'm using Babylon. It's not circumstances. Of course, I'm using circumstances. But it's God is acting against Judah. And I'm bringing upon them the fruit of their schemes. Their schemes. What schemes are these then? They've gone to the world. They've gone to paganism. They've gone to the idol makers. They've gone to Egypt, and they think to do God's work in Egypt's way, with Egypt's tools. The fruit of their schemes. I'm not interested in their schemes, says God. I want them to obey my covenant, my plans, my law. And I'm bringing upon them the fruit, the harvest. What a man sows, he shall reap. Galatians 6, verse 7, I think. Thomas Kelly has written a hymn with words relevant to this, because this has application. As I said, God is speaking to us today. Hear, all the earth. Listen, all nations, all people for all time. Kelly, in this hymn, is speaking about the gospel, the power of God in his word. May the power that brings salvation now exerted in the word, by its quickening operation, life and joy, and life impart and joy afford, life to sinners, joy to those who know the Lord. The power of the gospel preached and prayed over in the power of the Spirit. Hark the voice of love proclaiming mercy through a Savior's blood, preaching the gospel, living out the gospel, declaring Christ to people. Listen to these are the lines I want. Vain the schemes of human framing. This alone is owned of God. 'Tis the gospel, 'tis the gospel, points to heaven and shows the road. Dead right, Mr. Kelly. Vain the schemes of human framing. It was so in Judah's day. It is so in our day, too. What am I talking about? Well, if you've been listening to these discourses, if you've been reading my books, you will know what I'm talking about. Books are being written, conferences are being held, courses are being run, seminars are being set up. What was set up? What for? To bring about schemes, plans, corporate business, salesmanship, slick salesmanship, the psychological methods of the sale room, the clever marketing processes of the corporate business and the shopping mall. All this is coming into the church and coming in professionally, being arranged. The same will happen to us as happened to Judah. I am bringing disaster on this people, the fruit of their schemes. As I've said time and again, I'll say it again here now. These schemes are sowing seed, and there will be a harvest. And it will be, in my view, a dreadful harvest. Only the gospel, only the weapons of our warfare, the spiritual weapons, 2 Corinthians 10, 3-5, not carnal weapons, not human weapons, not material schemes, not our schemes. I am bringing on them the fruit of their schemes. Why? Because they have not listened to my words and have rejected my law. We know better than God how to run the ecclesia. Well, the pagans do. So we'll ask the pagans, how should we run the ecclesia? The pagans know how to do evangelism. So we'll ask the pagans, how do you advise us? And we will copy your methods. And we get pagan methods, and we get pagan results. But of course, it's all going on in an atmosphere of religious observance. But God says, I don't care about incense from Sheba. I'm not interested in your sweet calamus from a distant land. Your burnt offerings are not acceptable. Your sacrifices do not please me. I'm not interested in Egypt, idols, pagans, nor your religion. You have rejected me, my law, and my covenant. I know you're still going through with religion, but it won't wash with me. Remember Saul with Agag. Remember what Samuel said? Obedience is more than sacrifice, better than sacrifice. I don't want your sacrifice, says God to Saul. I want your obedience. Moses, when he built the tabernacle, had to build it in accordance with every detail that he saw on the mount, and so he did. 1 Samuel 15, 22-23, obedience is better than sacrifice. And that's the lesson here. Vain the schemes of human framing. Well, that's the historical lesson with just a small application. Will we take it home, brother and sister? Will you? Will I? Will the churches learn? Will these engineers, re-engineers of the church and the evangelistic methods, will they pay attention to this? Will Jeremiah 6, verses 17 to 20, God putting it on the line, laying it on the line, will they listen? Will they heed before it is too late? Or are they going to go on sowing the wind and leaving another generation to reap the whirlwind? May God give us wisdom. May God give us grace. May he use these feeble words of mine to bring some warning note. May it not be said of this generation, as it was said of Judah under Jeremiah. God appointed watchmen over them. They cried out, listen to the sound of the trumpet, and this is what God said. But their response was, we will not listen. May it be, Lord, Master, speak to me. Speak to me and make me listen. Make me obedient. Make me run in the way of your commands. The law of Christ for us, may that be paramount, not the schemes of human framing. God, give us grace in all this, my brother and sister. A word for the unbeliever before I go. You're planning your own way to salvation. You have your own scheme of getting right with God. It won't work, my friend. It's just whitewash. Flee to the Lord Jesus. There is no other Savior. There is no other salvation but the blood and righteousness of Christ. Cast yourself upon Christ now and be saved. All other methods, all other religious rites and ceremonies, whatever they may be, all religious rites and ceremonies, whatever they may be, are vain. God bless us all with this discourse. Amen.